Well, it shouldn't be though.
No, that's not a problem saying that. People have particular preferences, though. There's a different preaching style people like sometimes. There are reasons why.
Yes, yes. And for, well, some of mine don't believe in Baptists. Some Baptists I don't want to be bothered around.
Okay, all right. I just want to get to the bottom of that and just make sure there's nothing just sliding by on that.
So I'm just like, okay.
You know a lot.
Because
if
you read the Bible, and if everybody was going according to that, everybody would be happy with whatever it is. But they don't go by it. You read one thing and teach one thing and do another.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I don't like. Mm-hmm. You preach what you teach. Teach what you preach. Mm-hmm. You do it by precept and example.
Oh, that doesn't happen, though.
It's supposed to.
Well, a lot of things are supposed to be
happen. But all of them say they're going to heaven.
Well, yeah. There's this big scandal going on in Houston right now.
Yeah.
With one of the ministers. We used to go to that church. My mom always said from the beginning, when he came, she said, "I just don't like this man." And, well, all things come to the light. So,
yeah, sort of later.
He's had to resign. But, that happens. I even recently found this out that, where they have these divinity schools, like these Ivy League schools and other schools, there are all of these religion departments or something like that. And I was talking to this one guy at my church, and he was saying how, because I forgot what divinity school he said he went to, but, he was just saying, again, we're reading this book, and he was saying that, like you hear, like at Harvard or Princeton or whatever, a lot of times people, their studies of the Bible are not like what you're thinking. Oh, you're going there to have your faith increased, or you're going there because you really want to learn more about God. It's like, they're going there to disprove that there is a God. So it's not it's not really sort of the same idea that you sort of have about going into a religious studies program or a divinity school. It's not because you believe in God. It's because you're just trying to disprove something. Not actually prove the existence of something. So it's kind of a backwards notion. So those people being graduated from those programs, and you think it means something, and they're supposed to be holier than thou people, it means the exact opposite of what you thought.
I don't believe it. Somebody going to say, I'm sitting here and say, I think I'll make a preacher. I'll go to school and learn how to preach. Mm-hmm. No. We understand it, if the Lord called you to preach, He qualified you to call, and then you go, not because I want to go to school right now. I had a friend of mine. He told his buddy, he said, man, I'm going to get in and make me some money. I'm going to preach it. And he did. Mm-hmm. He got one of the biggest churches in Decatur. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he told him, and he's making money, too. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. He needs money, and he's making it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
People see it as like a get-rich-quick sort of.
Mm-hmm. Not the best sermon I ever heard of a guy preach. He'd go to the pulpit, but his Bible that open. And he couldn't read the name that wrote up there on the line. And he'd give you a scripture, and lay the Bible. You didn't know you think he'd read it. He couldn't read it, but that man could preach, Lord have mercy. And he couldn't read nothing. But he preached what was in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of person I believe, sure enough, the Lord had called him to preach, because he didn't go to school because he couldn't read. Mm-hmm. That's kind of an enjoyment. But now he got to have two or three degrees. And
got to know Hebrew and Greek.
And then he's got to know somebody to get into the school to become a preacher.
No.